much. The lantanas are too much.
Yeah.
You don't need butterflies. You don't need butterflies. They're too much. They're woody. You don't need them. They'll fill in your space.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
Your yard is beautiful.
You're welcome.
Your yard is beautiful.
Okay, you're on, Alyssa.
Thank you, GQ. Your yard is beautiful. Thank you, GQ. Thank you, GQ.
it's the mighty mash, Ion, and a little bit of love.
Yes, thank you, JQ. It's right. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Check your cement pond water. It's going to get scummy if you don't take care of it. Get right.
Go ahead, Alyssa.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Okay, hello, Ion.
Hey, darling. What's up?
Hi. What are the dry bones?
Oh, you're talking about Ezekiel?
Yeah.
Look him up.
Okay, I got Ephesians in here, so let me pop over to Ezekiel. Which chapter?
37:1-10. What the fuck? We've done this about a million times. You new here? You've been here before?
Well, I've heard you talk about it, but I don't know what they are.
So
I want to find out.
Well, read it. Ginny hates this part. Ginny hates this shit. We love okay. Ginny, but she hates this shit. She lived this for so long. She's like sick of it. She likes the striptures. The striptures are like when you get on the pole and take your clothes off. Get some striptures. We got some stripping going on. We in the striptures. She hates that.
Okay.
Son of King James.
Mm-hmm. So the Valley of the Dry Bones, you said verses 1 through 10?
Yep.
Okay. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was, there's italicized, was full of bones. And
yep.
Is this Ezekiel talking?
No. It's giving the reference of what's happening. Stop. Don't worry about that. That's the point.
Okay.
Okay. Is Shakespeare the star of all of his plays?
Right. Okay. Okay.
So don't worry about that from Ezekiel's perspective. It is from Ezekiel's perspective, but it's not starring Ezekiel.
Okay.
Bob, mute yourself.
Okay.
You're echoing.
Who is the me? Who is the me? The hand of the Lord is upon me.
Me. You. The individual. The person with the dry bones. The person who hasn't ascended. The person who doesn't know the color of the terrible crystal. Ezekiel 1:22.
Okay. Okay, verse 2, and caused me to pass by them round and about. So this is, the hand of the Lord is upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Does this have to do with little man's bone marrow not being enough to support the ascended body and the ascended self?
As well, yes.
Okay.
An army.
What's an army?
The dry bones.
The dry bones are an army.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I gotta switch my
pee. So, let's stop all that so Jenny Bell don't get mad. We don't want her church. Jump right quick to 37:4. You won't slang them big old titties around like you know something? Go to 37:4.
No.
Get down to the
meat. Well, my titties are big. They're bigger now, but I'm not slinging them around. Okay.
I know. We like them. They all right. They're pleasant. They're very pleasant.
Verse 37:4.
Let everybody know what you're doing.
Okay, Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 4, King James Version, Bartleby.com.
Good, good, good. Bob liked that.
Again, he said unto me, prophecy, capital P, upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the word of the, thus saith the Lord God, all caps, unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. And then it goes on. Do you want me to keep reading till 10?
No. It basically, it's laying into the four winds. The four winds cause this metamorphic action so that these bones take on flesh. That's the difference between the little man dead and God is alive.
That's
the whole point of the resurrection that whole constituency. Is you is or is you not my constituency?
Okay. And then the winds in verse 9, you're saying the four winds, those are the winds that blow the DNA into the 144,000 double helix, the same wind.
Yeah, and the bones, and then the same bones represent the indestructible life, which they are.
Cool. Okay.
That's the resurrection in the Jewish tradition.
Okay, cool.
In a transitory state. Not from life to death, but from death to life.
Yeah.
I've got it all wrong. Everybody
Amen.
In the Christian church gives you the goddamn grave. Oh,
right.
I'm a worship of God is going to put my bitch ass in the ground. Oh, I'm a worship of God is going to put me in the ground. Oh, that's what I want to wait. What the fuck? What a mighty God are you that I gotta die in order for you to reign supreme? I mean, the Dairy Queen does better than that. At least you can get a DQ out of that. Dairy Queen,
Okay. Ready. Okay, cool. Thank you. Now I know something. Okay. So, you gave me a name, of an angel. Did you give me that name for the purpose that I know that I don't want to say out loud?
That's true, but that's not fair. Because normally if you're going to go bragging or complaining, we'd out you. We would out you, but we're not going to because we fuck with you. So we're not going to out you, but typically... We would absolutely out you because it's not fair. That's okay. The answer is yes. Da 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 da. But don't get too carried away with that because it's self-serving, which we don't mind that. We wish you'd be so selfish you'd ascend. God damn it. We want you to be so selfish. We want you to ascend. But then you start asking for reach arounds. And so it's like, now wait a minute, how are you going to get a reach around?
okay.
Just saying.
No, yeah, there's an adjustment.
We're just trying to make it easy.
Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying, and we've adjusted that before, and it's been great.
Just
yeah,
don't lose
definitely.
That. Don't lose the plate.
Got the plate, and I got a way to hang it up on a north wall. Is that still the best location for it?
Our words don't change. They haven't so far. Y'all didn't understand most of them, but they still haven't changed.
I know. I loved Jenny's, like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about. It's great.
Now, she's done this more than anybody. She could probably chap every one of y'all's damn ass about it. But she wants to be easy. She wants to be soft. She wants to be the lovable one to say, okay, I know your compassion. You don't get it. Sometimes I don't get it. She does. She does, for God's sake. Why would she leave Indiana
like
the first
her.
Time if she didn't get it? She gets it. She just hates the reference of being, you know, you build, you spend your whole life. Well, okay, you become as narcissistic as Bob and the fucking Queen of England gets jealous of you. See? Right? I mean, you know, the reigning monarch of the whole United Kingdom is jealous of Bob because of his narcissism. So she doesn't want that. She wants to be the one when you're down and you're fucked up and you're messed up. She wants to be able to. She wants to be the one to see you. I know how you feel. I know how you feel. I felt the same way. I've been put down. I've been hurt. I've been taken advantage of. I've sort of struggled, but I've come into my place of power, and I'm very thankful for every blessing that I've embraced. And I think you let me, I'll share that with you too, so you can feel better too. She wants you to feel better because of her condition. See, she's trying to share what condition her condition is in, but it's never a pious position. Now the bitch is way on up there, by the way. By the way. She's all that in a bag of chips, by the way. By the way. But she never wants to present that like that. See, she don't want that. She's not looking for that. She wants everybody else's dreams to come true. That's a good thing, because that's because she has the heart of a servant. She always had. And that's why she hates the scriptures. That's why she hates the scriptures, because she's lived them. See the difference? You live this bitch shit. You live this shit. You, the last goddamn thing you want to do is talk about it. See the difference?
Yeah.
Be ye doers. Be ye doers of the word. You see? But see, now she would hate this. She would hate this. She's like, Ion, stop that. We don't, nobody cares. I'm just trying to make it. It's not like that. La, 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 la. Shit. Come on now. No. It works for everybody else, but we don't. Unlike y'all, we can get away with it. Poor GQ can't even get away with it. We fucking him too. So that's all good. But we got to keep this together. We got to keep this together at a point where it applies. Because if it doesn't apply, she's like, what the fuck? But now, even at her expense, if you're better off because of that, she'd say, okay, fine, that's beautiful. Love it. Even at her expense. Even at her expense. And she spares no expense. Ask Greg's jeweler.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. Yeah. Love it.
That was funny. That's probably the funniest thing we ever said. Okay, you two, we got some work to do, honey.
No, I got a couple more questions, but thank you for
hurry up. Hurry up. This is a slingshot show.
Slick
show.
We gotta go to CNN and see what they got to say
with what's going on. It's not looking good. You tune into CNN, it's not looking good. They got back pictures with their people on their show. They got people with dirty kitchens. They used to the kitchens. Now they got people with dirty kitchens. And they're the lead anchors of CNN now, and live with the backdrop of their dirty kitchens. It's pretty astounding.
Okay, so you've talked about the armor of God and the gifts of the Spirit.
Never. We've never talked about the armor of God. We've only spoken about the whole armor of God.
The whole armor of God.
Ephesians. What's the scripture?
Yeah, I got a little bit more scripture. So with the gifts of the Spirit, you say they're frowned upon for the ascending. But obviously the whole armor of God is...
Which book of Ephesians are you referencing?
The whole armor of God is in Ephesians 6.
10 through 24. That's good. Because we're going to slap you in the next Tuesday if you didn't get that right. Don't start no shit if you don't know what you're talking about. So good. What are the seven pieces of the armor of God? Seven. There's more. But there's seven that you need to be aware of.
Okay. So it says, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Stop all that. Quit all that. Stop all that. Let's just get to the point. This ain't Saturday night, honey. You got the breastplate of righteousness. That's 6:14. Then you got the sword, 6:17. You got the feet shod. You got the helmet. You got to gird your loins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What are the other two?
Shield of faith.
Yep.
And helmet of salvation.
We said helmet. You got that. You got to do better now.
Okay. I'm seeing loins.
Come on now.
I'm seeing breastplate. I'm seeing feet. I'm seeing shield of faith.
I'm seeing helmet of salvation. Oh, yep, and the sword of the spirit. You said that one though.
That's right. That's right. Keep going.
That's six. So that's six.
Keep going.
And then it says, praying always with prayer and supplication. So I'm seeing six here listed in 10 through 20. So you're saying there's a seventh?
There are seven, yeah.
What's the seventh?
Seventh. The belt of truth.
Oh, yeah. Belt of truth. Where's that? Okay.
If there was a quiz, you didn't do very good. You know that. I'm looking at the
I'm looking right at it. I know. I'm looking right at it. I'm reading through
it. We would normally put a nigga through all kind of traces to get that part. We'd make you look it, read it, check, and
Where is it?
Come back.
Okay, I won't waste time.
We gave it out to you. We just said, like, no. Bam. It was just a quickie, honey. Leave the money on the nightstand. Okay, what else?
Okay, let's go to one last one. I know it's a short show.
By the way, Jenny Bell would have got that right off the hoop. You know that. She lives that. Mm-hmm. By the way.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'll have to find where it is. I remember when I was a girl in church, but I'm not seeing it here in the world.
Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. The first armor is the belt of truth. How do you use the belt of truth? The second is the breastplate. God damn it, we're not doing all that shit. You can do that on your time. Okay,
yeah,
next case.
We'll clean it up. When oxygen is replete and pH is negative, you say something's got to fill the void. What fills the void?
No, it doesn't have to, but it does. Creation never occurs in a vacuum. That's why you're having this AO2SO4 environment blowing across the land and pushing into things, changing everything, shifting everything, setting up for what you call the perfect storm, where people look at things and in the new moon rising, I see a new moon rising or a dark moon rising. Yeah. Then everybody starts responding differently. They're going butt fucking crazy. That's the way they say it.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, okay.
So you were talking about a sponge that you're making a sponge that absorbs something. That sounds like the
ascension. You are a sponge that absorbs something. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when oxygen is replete, which means full and potential hydrogen is negative. What fills or absorbs into that
the
sponge?
Sky. The sky burns. Don't forget that part. When the sky burns, when all the oxygen explodes, and the sky burns. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you're talking about something absorbing in the sponge, is that another way to talk about the binding? All of the extra.
Do you know what a yeast cake is? Carolyn does.
A yeast cake?
Yep. Carolyn does.
No, I don't know what a yeast cake is.
Okay, then you can look it up on your time. But that's a sponge. It absorbs like a natural yeast that you build a sponge and it will collect yeast bacilli in your air to make bread rice.
Oh, yes. Okay. Okay. Some baking thing. Oh, okay.
Well, that's what we're talking about. That's what you're talking about. Come on, Mel. Okay, hurry up.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay. I'll digest that a little bit. Then.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to ask you one more thing. Okay. So, do I need to raise my progesterone?
And why? Are you fucked up?
I don't know. I just, like, I can tell, obviously, you said the adrenals are going to all shift.
You're ascending, you crazy bitch. You're ascending. So, yeah, you're all fucked up. You're all crazy. You're all over the place. You're up and down all over. Do you want to kill your little husband? Bless his little heart. say, how many times a week you will kill your little husband? No kidding. Damn, he needs to run. He needs to run. When you're standing over here with that butcher knife, it's like a double barrel butcher knife. Says, come here, baby. Let me see if you're ascending or not. You start cutting parts off. Ascending. No, no. We're saying you're all fucked up because you got weirdness and your body's doing weirdness and you're functioning, but you're not. You're processing sugar different. It makes you crazy and you don't know what the hell's going on. And you're trying to say, okay, I got this, but I don't. And then I take a bath and then you feel you'll be normal. You'll go take a bath, wash your ass, and then get out feeling dirty. It's the craziest thing in the whole wide world. You feel more dirty when you get out of the bath than when you go into it. That's because you're fleshing out the thing called ascension. And now you don't have a choice. Used to, you could lay back and decide, kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya. Well, that shit's over with. Now the environment is like the fire pokers up your ass, and you don't have a choice. Now it's either turn or burn. The Emmaus Road, I don't know if y'all have noticed this very rigidly, religiously or not, but the Emmaus Road is getting a detour sign. Soon all the stuff is a Damascus Road. Soon all gonna be left is a Damascus Road. It's not so pleasant. Did we mention that? It's the road less traveled.
Okay, that makes thank sense. You.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Alyssa.
Okay,
thank
go get. Blah, blah, darling. Thank you so. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, get burnt. Let's
blah, blah,
work.
Blah.
Fuck
thanks, Bob.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, Ben. You know, the Queen said...
Ben? That's not Bert. Ben's that's coming. Ben. Why are we talking to Ben?
We'll find out. Ben, so the Queen said, within the last week, she said to JW, I hope you tell Bob I hope to become as narcissistic as he is someday. What do you think of that, Ben? Ben, you're
she
not
said
speaking.
That to me?
She said it to JW.
About me?
No, about me.
Oh.
She said, you tell Bob, Mr. JW, that I hope to one day become as narcissistic as he is. And that's what I was referring to 10 minutes ago. Okay? Okay, go ahead.
Did you feel threatened by that, by the Queen?
No, it was a compliment.
Okay.
I was saying she's jealous of me.
Yeah, well, aren't we in Bob Dobbs' lockdown rule? So she should be, I guess, feeling that way towards you?
Yeah. She's having a good time.
Actually what she said was, when life seems hard, the courageous do not lay down and accept defeat. Instead, they are all the more determined to struggle for a better future.
Okay. So, Ian, you asked me to come on tonight, and you said that
you need to hurry up. We got things to do. So come on, let's go.
All right. Well, help me out here. Walk me through this.
You need to eat more protein, and you need to start working with your body a little bit. You're letting yourself go. I don't know what the hell's going on. You're just down to nothing. Puff yourself
up
a little bit. You know?
I had to lose weight. I'm competing in jiu-jitsu this weekend, so I had to cut weight.
Yeah. Well, you need to build yourself up. You need the muscles are changing the tendon to tendons, so you're starving yourself for no good reason. But your efforts are right. There's nothing wrong with that. We fuck with you, so hurry up. Let's go. We got things to do. What you want to know?
Let's see. I've been noticing.
Should we send? You didn't put no naked pictures on your Instagram. Do we need to? You need a fans only page? Would that be better? We'll direct everybody to your fans only page. They want to see your hoo ha though. If you do that though, you know that, right?
Yeah, you said I need a new platform. Is that the platform?
No, we're being cheeky. We're being cheeky. They don't want to look at your junk. They're not trying to see you. They try to. You're trying to expound upon the better part that is you. No one else seems to recognize it. We do. We just wish others would, and that starts with you. Is that helpful?
I feel like people are starting to recognize it more now.
Fuck everybody else. You didn't, if we could convince you, that's the only one we're worried about. Shit.
I got it. Well, I'm starting to be convinced. I feel like Bob used the word ghost network a couple weeks ago. I feel like I'm tapping into that. I feel like my girlfriend and I, we've been doing a lot of communication and finishing each other's words and sentences. Is that the ghost network?
Not yet.
So the ghost network doesn't exist yet?
No, it doesn't exist. You just can't know it yet.
Okay. All right.
See, you're still, you're still trying to navigate your distance.
Between myself?
And a Big Bertha. Between yourself and a Big Bertha. You know what a Big Bertha is?
Yeah, we know Big Bertha.
What? Well, tell everybody. Nobody else knows, so you need to tell them. So what do you know about a
Big Bertha? Isn't that the same as like a Big Betty?
Big Bertha. What kind of driver is it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't play golf.
Do you look at your fucking Instagram
feed? Yes.
What does it say?
I don't know, Ian. You got me lost here.
I had a dream. I was with Trump not too long ago. What was I doing in the dream on the golf cart? And we explained, and you were easily wiping off your Big Bertha Callaway driver. And you put a big old heart on it. So now you don't know what the fuck you're talking about now? That seems like a terrible waste of time, doesn't it?
I got it. Well, I don't want to waste time, Ian. So let's keep this moving along.
Did you not make that post? Did we not ask? Did you not make that post? Did we not answer that post? Is this wrong?
I did. So what I remember.
Oh, so now you know what a Big Bertha Callaway driver is.
Yes, I am. I know what that is. Thank you.
It's not Saturday, by the way, either. 2:34 Eastern time, right? You know that, right?
Yeah, yeah. I got that one, too.
Okay, so, good. Okay. All right. Better keep this up, honey bunny, or it's going to be a long road home.
Okay. Well, what else did you want to talk with me about, Ian?
Nothing. We want you to ask questions, and we would like to answer them quickly.
Okay. Can you describe...
No, just say it this way. We've worked out some stuff. Tell us some of the things you're interested in that we can maybe support. That's nice. We like that.
I would like to know more about my relationship with the Pelton wheel.
You don't have one with it. Leave it alone. It's fighting you. You're fighting it. Don't do it. You can engage it if you want to, but don't make a fight of it.
I had this idea for an energy generator, perpetual energy, perpetual motion.
Not necessary. You got that in Coldplay. You're not gonna compete with Coldplay. So, you know, that's I'm gonna make water. I'm gonna create water. I don't like the water we have. Now I'm gonna have a perpetual water. It's always gonna be water. We're like, okay, great, but there's already water. So, don't know about that. So, okay. Your words are sound. Just sharpen your pencil. You're not coloring within the lines. So focus it just a little bit. And then pick it up. Now, next question like that. That's all right. You see how he tweaked that just a little tweak.
Thank you. Thank you for walking me through. Thank you for walking me
through. Yeah, we're happy to. We fuck with you already.
So these poles, they're going to be flipping soon, right?
They already are, funny bunny. Have you not looked? Have you not noticed? You got a compass.
No, I noticed it works brighter.
It don't work much. It don't work the same way it used to. Mm-hmm. Tech body isn't even giving it up. Tech body's not even giving it all the way up, but it is a little bit. You're starting to notice a little bit.
Mm-hmm. When that happens, that's when the waters are start moving more?
No.
Opposite.
I know. It's not about water. It's about the earth, the shifting, the EMT, and all this, the tech body will either lose or win by then. If the tech body wins, it's going to be tough. If the tech body loses, then y'all got more of a chance. It'll be a little more easy. You won't have so many people in the breadbasket pining for one drop of water, cried the rich man from hell. One drop of water, but not a single drop fail. Yeah, that's right.
I know you mentioned that the wall of the Okeechobee Lake.
Lake Okeechobee. It's not the Okeechobee Lake. It's Lake Okeechobee. There's a difference.
Yeah, the wall of that. Is this going to go soon?
We don't know soon because we don't do time, but yes. We don't know soon because, see, they give us a hard time. We say a lot of stuff and things take a little bit. Like, the Supreme Court should already be fucked off. It should already be fucked off. Hell, they added three more Trump people to the Supreme Court. It's going to get fucked off. Why would you go through all that mess when it's going to get fucked off? The time. See, there's no time. You got to coalesce this whole experience because you got inner and outer, over and under. Okay. Do you like women?
Yes.
You like to fuck them?
Yes.
Okay. So when you're engaging in coitus, if the first question is, did you come yet? And you're like, God damn, what are you talking about? Did I come yet? No, we're just engaged. There's no hurry. There's no rush. Well, no, I just want to know. Did you come yet? So I really need to know. It's like, wait a minute. It's almost like a deal killer after a little bit. It's like, well, why did you want me to? Do you want to be through? And we done here? Okay, I'm done. Okay. You see what I'm saying? When you say it like that, it's not about a timing issue. It's about an experience that you come together. And if you do it right, hopefully the timing is good and you can both enjoy ejaculation together. Wow. Wouldn't that be nice? That'd be very nice. But that's time. It's not time. That's timing. See the difference?
Got it. Yes.
Now that's what your problem is with your Taekwondo-ish, whatever your jujitsu, ugly mugs, flip flops are doing about. So, soften that down. You're doing okay. Don't kill yourself. Build yourself back up. Do your love thing. I know that's all right. We like that. We like what you do. We're not mad at you. We're not mad at you, but come on now. You're doing ridiculous after a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, just trying to get through this. I'm letting you walk me through it.
Well, we're doing good. You're doing good because we like this because you actually listen. You're not really good at, you're a good hearer. You're not so great at heeding, but you're getting better because every other opportunity is vastly, it's like an ebbing tide. It's going away. So it's like every time you turn around, it's like, So you start embracing this, power that you have access to. And we want you to have that power. We freely want you to. We want you to get it. There's a sense of urgency in our world. Because you got to hurry up, devil, make it. You have to get on with this thing called living. Just saying. So, this thing of, well, this living until you're dying or ascending. That's the issue. That's why we want to make it real simple as we can. So you can run on down the Emmaus Road and not have to go through the Damascus Road. Because, see, with us, it really don't make any difference. We can do it the easy way or the fun way. It don't bother us. Because you don't really have a choice. You see the rub? That's the reason we're a little bawdy sometimes, and we're not compassionate and kumbaya and pet your nice and tell us how sweet you are. And fuck that shit. You're either going to do it or you're not. It really don't make any difference in about 30 seconds. Because fuck. Well, what do you care? If you don't get what we're offering, you're going to die. Okay, whoopee shit. Good for you. You win first prize. Best ejection. Give the earth and worm their claim. So now what we're trying to do is we're trying to say, oh, wait, there is one other opportunity. You go, oh, yeah, that's the road you're on. And that's why we support that very much, because you're working really hard at it. We appreciate that. We know what you're doing. We're not mad. You're doing all right. Otherwise, we couldn't be so sharp with you or terse. Got that?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I'm just trying to keep leveling up. And I'm just trying to keep ascending, so any recommendations, you know, are helpful.
A haircut. You need a haircut. Goddamn. Come on now. Clean that shit up. Get a haircut. Go something beyond quick cut.
How short?
Clean it up. Make it even. Tighten it up. High and tight. Put over your ears. Shape it up. Get some line. You can do a little feathering in there. Get you back to human. Yeah, right. Just clean it up. You're doing this wild hair stuff. It's not necessary.
Well, I kind of look like
Dindon. I don't know what you.
Dindon, like a wizard. You know, it's coming in white right now, so it's
well, that's all right. We're not mad about that, but if you had it more shaped, it wouldn't be so prisoner pronounced.
Okay. All right. I guess something like Bob. Bob has hair like Bob.
Nobody has hair like Bob. It's too curly on the top. You need to clean it up tighter. You just need to be tighter. That's all.
Got it. All right. And then as far as my...
Are you glad J.D. Vance won the Ohio Senate race?
Oh, I guess. I mean, it doesn't seem that important when you keep referencing the viceroy. Like, I'm a little confused with the point of all these people campaigning. It's all going to fall apart.
Listen, we're going to tell you. If the viceroy chooses you to win, you win. That is the seat of that government that the viceroy controls. You see?
Got it.
Okay.
So, all right. Is there going to be like
you say you like to fuck, right? You like to fuck? You like to bareback, obviously, right? You're gonna fuck. Is that true?
Always, I am.
All right. Well, of course. All right. So now, what you're asking is, like, well, I don't see what the point of barebacking is if she's not gonna get pregnant. What's the point? Right. That's not the point. The point is that's the expression of the engagement. It's very wonderful. That connection. All right, the same thing here. If it makes a baby or if it don't, it's the expression of this process of being chosen. See? See how we took one thing that you understand and moved it to another thing that has a different outcome that then answers your question about what's the point of all this, if they're not going to get pregnant, why am I fucking them? That's not why you fuck. See the difference?
Yeah.
That was pretty good, by the way. It's too early for that kind of a metaphor. Dr. Dean's probably going to jump our ass out. I hope you're fucking happy. You're going to get her get us goddamn yelled at. But she ain't even gone to bed yet, so I hope you're happy about that. Okay, that was fun.
Okay.
One more thing right quick before we got to go.
All right, what's the last thing I am?
Hurry up. You got to do
okay.
Come on now.
Is the new Declaration of Independence from Trump real?
No. Never. That's good. We'll tell you about it later. Come back Saturday
when we
told you to at 2:36. Make an appointment. We'll work some out. Don't come in here on Slick Shack.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. You're doing
hey,
good
hey,
now.
Ben,
just don't fuck it up. Don't fuck
it
up.
What was your last question, Ben? What didn't he explain?
I watched a video on the Iron and Bob Blogspot. And it's this guy, David Strait. You guys have been posting a lot of his content.
He's talked about in my private session last time. That's fraudulent and irrelevant. And we even talked about it on the show last Saturday, the last show, I think.
He makes points which are okay, like the sky is blue. We agree with that, the sky is blue. But then he says, the sky is blue, and therefore it's going to come kill you in your bed. Well, the come and kill you in your bed don't have anything to do with anything.
Okay, changing your status from like a citizen to a nationalist and how that could affect.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, so what's the lake? How do you spell that lake you mentioned? Yokobabi or Yokogabi? How do you spell that?
Okeechobee.
Lake of Bobby. It's the Lake of Bobby. Yokobabi.
Okeechobee.
How do you spell the lake you mentioned?
Yeah, it's just a lake in the center of Florida.
And
yeah, spell the letters.
He don't know how to
give me the letters.
He don't know how
I don't
to
know
spell
it.
He don't know right. how to spell it.
I'm not a spout.
Okay, okay. All right, thanks a lot.
That's what Ion for. That's what Ion for. Spell it, Ion.
But that, well, the, no, because it would take the rest of the show spell it the way we spell it. Just look up the largest lake in Florida, Bob, and it's fine.
Okay,
okay,
got it. Okay, thank you very much, Ben. Talk to you in 20 minutes on Tailgate.
All right, thank you, bye.
Okay. All right,
guys,
so I think,
Ben, if you go hang around here, you're going to have to do your homework. You got to show up. We stay for every goddamn minute of Tailgate. We know everybody that's lurking. We know everybody that's participating. Don't fuck with us. All right, Ben. Go, Bob.
So I think it's always the strangest country. So we have somebody coming in from Greece, so that must be Bert. Is that you, Bert?
Yeah, you're Bert.
The strangest country.
Hey, Bob. Hey, guys.
Hey, Bert.
We meant work
I got
to do.
Something to say to you, Bert. Hey, Bert, okay. Are you starting to suspect that the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse is Iron-dom? Starting to suspect that?
Based on what was laid out the last private session, I would say yeah, because everything appears to be reversed.
Yep, yep. Okay, good. Just checking.
Okay, Ion.
Well, Bob's just masturbating. It's National Masturbation Month, so Bob's just masturbating. That's our Bob.
So, Ion, of course, I have some questions from the good old days, but this is most recent.
I know, but hey, hold on, stop. Wait, right now. We did a little show. We went around the mountain, dibble, 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 dibble. Little, I spy with this little dibble, the dibble dibble, and my little dibble with this little dibble with the Queen and Margaret Thatcher. You've heard some words. What do you got to say about what we've heard word-wise so far tonight? We bounced it off pretty hard, best we could. Give us a synoptic version, one sentence of what you've heard so far.
Well, that's,
That's a good word.
No, the May 5th, Bachman-Turner Overdrive, the Chernobyl. That's quite interesting. Mm-hmm. The third angel. I didn't know that about the Chernobyl angel.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. You got a TikTok about it.
I got a TikTok about it. Well, that's... Okay, I now we're playing
Chernobyl.
With memory, but...
But Chernobyl, the third angel, do you get TikToks? You get a few of those, right?
Yes, I do, but I don't recall
Ed Long gets them.
Ion, I have not received anything recently on Chernobyl angel, the third angel, unless that's in
Well, we don't know. We don't know third. We don't know recently, but we do what we do. Or maybe it'll be the next one three you get from now. We don't know that. We don't know. We don't care. Okay. That was fun. So hurry up. What do you want to know now? Because now he's got you on the clock. This is crazy. Yes. You should start and take your hour, not have all these macerations from the heat oppressed brain. But, all right. Go ahead.
Okay, Ion. Combing through my notes, September 14, 2019, I found an interesting statement where you said that the OA movements are more of a binder. So my question is, do the OA movements initiate the bonding of the seas?
Time-space continuum brings you back to here. It's how you get back home. It is the ocular net. It's how the TARDIS connects. Remember from Doctor Who, the TARDIS?
Yes.
It's how it connects. The frequency of the OA movement sets you into a poignant, relegated condition that obfuscates time, you're known time-space continuum. That's why we have so much goddamn fun with the people who say, oh, I'm not going to do that. Oh, I'm not going to. All right, you'll be danger, Will Robinson. Your ass will be lost in space, and then it'll be too fucking late. We don't give a shit if you do them or not. Don't make a flip-flop to us. We're good. We know how to get home. We hope y'all do, too. Call you, y'all can ride the Goober. Go get the goober. Ride the goober home if you can find one. That's what you can do. That'd be good. We like
so,
that.
Ion, based on what you just said, that means that the it appears that because of what you said earlier about the perfect storm and all that, that the OA movements are becoming more relevant than before. Is that, would that be accurate to say that?
No. They've always been superiorly important. It's just now it matters.
Oh.
No more free poker. We're not playing penny ante anymore. No more penny ante. Now you're getting into the real deal. So now the stakes, the ante is raised, the stakes are higher. So now it's more valuable to you now. It was always valuable to us because sometimes you can get off somewhere we can't even get you. Sometimes. That's a mouthful.
Mm.
You old frog killer, you. You old frog killer, you.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. That's a weird thing, but I'll address mm-hmm. that later about the frogs. I don't even hear them, but I'm told that they're around, but I do
correct.
Not hear them in my area. But they're not
correct.
Definitely in that
that's correct.
Okay.
They stand out of your earshot because you know what to do. You're like, See, that asexual reproduction is against what you know. So therefore, that becomes a...
Becomes? I
interrupted
you.
Nope, you said, hey!
I know.
Hey. So that's it.
No,
hey.
just saying about the asexual reproduction is that there's an anomaly in my little cement pond, now that you're bringing that up,
yep.
is that for so many years, 18, we've never had toads. And now I have tadpole toads.
Right.
That's never fucking happened.
Yeah.
Never.
That's right. Because of the change in the environment. It's asexual. That's the point. Normal stuff can't live in that water. It's shifting.
And the fish won't eat them. Normally the fish
hell
won't
no.
eat them.
Right. Hell no. Hell no. The fish ain't going to make it.
Mm-hmm. And the toads will? That's another
that's
side
right.
of the environment. That the asexual correct. Production
as,
by the frogs?
As well.
Okay.
As well. Man. You're gonna see other things too. This is another example of that same thing, of that change that we were saying note. Because we never told you to do nothing. We just said watch. We said take
right.
note. We said look around. We said see
right.
what's up. We
right.
never even said a lot of shit. We could have. But then he said, you said frogs was going to have 3 eyes, and I ain't seen 3-eyed toad yet. Then when you do, it's like, well, I just seen 1 3-eyed toad, goddammit. What were you talking about? Fuck all that. It don't make any difference. Suck a dick. We're good. Whatever you want to do. We don't care. We're not going to get all those specifics to have you something to grumble about, because you're going to grumble no matter what's said. So we don't care. So it is what it is.
Okay, Ion, you must be talking to the public because I don't grumble.
Yeah,
I don't grumble, Ion.
No, we don't. We are. We're making reference of why we are explicit in detail often to give every dynamic condition as it unfolds. See, we don't do that because we don't have to. In number one, and number two, it doesn't give me anything to complain about. You don't. You take every word and rehash it and resift it. We've got great fun. With you going through with Bob, Bob's what's been chasing because he's supposed to talk to you more often because you know things. And I said, not necessarily that Bert's going to tell you, but you could have conversation with him. He might throw you a bone. He might throw you a bone from Ezekiel 37. He might throw you a bone. If he's
hey, that was
good.
Pretty cool.
If he's his,
that was cool about the dry bones. There's a lot
If he's in his moment, it's all good. Because, see, here's the thing you have figured out that you're trying to tell everybody. You're working on your ascension, not their ascension. See the difference? You're working on your ascension, not their ascension. Now, you want them all to ascend. Bless their hearts. And you'll help them if you can. But you're not worried about their ascension, you're worried about your ascension. And they're trying to figure out how they can get a hold of you to get a hold of your ascension. It don't work like that. See the difference?
Oh, yes.
Left, left, left.
There's so much information. I realized this week, or the last week, there's so much information that I don't know what to say if someone would ask me, because there's like, the roadmap has already been laid out, like you said, 2 weeks ago. I mean, it's so much. And that's what, and I'm reviewing.
But it's not really challenging. It's not really challenging. Now, we say a lot of words. We're not saying, we get that. We do. We had to. Because, see, we don't have stuff. Everybody thinks, well, right. Bob's got access to Ion. He gets everything. No, y'all all get everything. But you got to goddamn pay attention. If you think we're going to get it, chase it, find it, chew it up, and swallow it, spit it up, and spit it down your throat hole. No, hell to the fuck no. We're not going to do that. We may throw you an apple, but you're going to have to chew it. You're going to have to get into the meat of it. You're going to have to. If you're going to get it, you got to do that. Because otherwise, we'll get you to a stage and just like, well, you know, I haven't had a little headache. I don't think. Maybe I'll wait till next week. You know, I don't really have to attend today. You know, it's a lot of trouble. I got to take a bath. I got to clean up. I got to go get. I hadn't had anything to eat. I don't know what they're going to have there. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it sounds real good. He took the clothes to the dry cleaner, and Hyon set it all up, and he called the car, and I don't know. I just don't feel up to it. Maybe later. Let's see. Maybe what, next week? We'll try next week. Maybe that might be better. I don't know. We say, you don't have to wait at all.
I am not.
We're jiggy with it.
Just to touch on a little bit what we spoke to 2 weeks ago, it'd be kind of hard, for me, from my standpoint, it would be hard to avoid what you said, because the new environment, I feel it every fucking day. Every.
Yeah. Okay. What I need you to do is during tailgate tonight, because you actually show up, unlike a lot of them, you show up and have a conversation with Bob about your experience of what you feel every day, and then pin Bob. Don't let Bob get you. You get Bob. What you do is, you know how Bob asks questions and you just want to kill yourself or kill Bob or have Bob kill himself? You know how that goes? You know those conversations? I know. But then you're not doing it right. Because if you do it long enough, you most certainly goddamn will. You'll either want him to die, or you to die, or you to kill him, or vice versa. Somebody's going to die. Because if you can get through Bob's question, you've done something. Take and ask Bob. Pin Bob about everything. About ascension. About what's going on. About what's happening. About the world. About how the world is engaging and what the world is happening. And how this is all coming together. Almost like a perfect storm. At every detail. At every level. Ask Bob questions about it. Hey, Bob, what about this? And what about all those details of those things? You get those details about the stars are moving. The stars are aligning. The stars are all the different. Bethlehem is a certain star, and all these different things that line up in the 13 realms. And ask Bob about those things. And pushing. And he'll play back and say, oh, I don't know. But if you go at it like he does, he'll answer questions. Then you'll have a base for asking great questions. He knows shit. He ain't saying. He knows shit. Play it. But you've got to ask him the right way to make him tell you. Otherwise, he's going to say, oh, I don't know. I don't believe nothing Ion says. Who is Ion? I don't even know what Ion is. It's crazy. Why would you listen to something outside of yourself that don't even take care of nothing, tells you to go to hell? Why would you listen to something that told you to go to hell? Why would you do that? It's like that. Something that told you if you didn't follow them, you were going to die. Why would you follow something like that? That seems a little cultish, doesn't it? We're like, nope, don't follow it. Don't worry about it. It's all good. It's that's the best you got, is to die on the other side of the coin. So it's all a good day. You got nothing to lose, in other words. We're saying, take and have that conversation with Bob to develop it, and you can pull stuff out of him. You can pull stuff out of him, and that's very significant, because then you can use those pieces, because he's never going to give you the whole story. Never. But you can pull it up out of him in a conversation. He'll slip up, and he'll tell you stuff that you can then ask questions from. And we're not just telling you We're not just telling you, we're telling that to other people who can, right. can wait for 18 hours and not get a single question. Then when they ask the question, they want to know who their soulmate is. You know.
Okay, Bert, you got one more question? We're running out of time.
Yes. Yes, I do, Bob. Hey, Ion, I found something that slipped through from December 14, 2019. You stated that the angel diagram goes into a black hole, and it's what will go inside the sun. And then you also had a statement about that the angel diagram has to be turned to the left.
Correct.
So, question, are the keys and the airs a way to turn the angel diagram to the left?
Yes. Which direction is to the left?
Oh, see.
No, no.
Hey,
left.
Bert, is the black hole... Is the black hole in my neck?
The hole in your neck, Bob. The hole in your neck,
Did you mention
Bob.
That?
No, but that's a good question.
It is.
That is the black hole. Bob's neck?
The hole in Bob's neck. The hole in the sphinx, the neck of the sphinx, and the hole in Bob's neck, the face of the sun. That's what you go through. That's the opening that becomes that black hole. And you're saying the angel diagram turns to the left. If your head is north and your feet is south, which direction is the left?
West.
Left, not right.
Okay, but you said if my head is to the north, my feet are to the west, if I'm facing north.
No, no, your feet are to the south.
My head is to the north, feet are to the south, left is west. Or counterclockwise.
Which way is right?
Huh?
Which way is right? Which
east.
Way is right?
East.
Okay. Okay, if you take a piece of paper and you draw a circle at the top, and that's north, and you draw a circle at the bottom, and that's south, and you have
right.
a circle to the right, it's what?
East.
And to the left is?
West.
Okay. If you're looking at the back side of that same circle.
Oh.
Which side are you on?
If I'm on the back side, then left would be
east. That's the eastern gate. But you've got to be behind it, not in front of it.
Okay, that's something to percolate on. Okay, all right.
That's why you really need to know the OA movement so that you can discern which side of that you are on. Otherwise, you're going to make a mad dash the wrong way from the gate.
Oh.
Handy that is.
Yes.
So, therefore, your angel diagram has to go to the left if you're going to open the loading. Right?
Right.
So, therefore, it would have an ocular fin. Remember?
Ocular fin?
Remember the spin? Do you remember the gyroscope?
Yes,
in and of itself. And the different rings. But it must turn to the left toward the east. If you turn to the left, it'll turn toward the east if it's turning.
But you have to be on the other side.
Exactly, but you will be. That stage of the game.
Is that
or you
connected
want to,
to the black hole? Is that
or
the black
you
hole?
If you're not on that side of the black hole, you're going to be sucked into it, not come from it. See, you want to understand. You're looking, hey, back in the day, here's how you said. My nigga, you're looking for shade. You're looking for shade. That's what you're trying to get. Because in the shade, when that turns, that opens. Seventh ring. The seventh ring. What's in the seventh ring?
That's the Escher.
Exactly. That's exactly right. There's your rub.
That's where the 14 degrees of freedom are.
Of course.
Oh, boy, I
had
a question.
That's what we're talking about.
I have a question for that, but let me see. No, I don't have time. That's good. Okay. I'll be ready Saturday for that because there's a question.
Nice. That's fun. That's fun. That's fun.
I had a question about that. Popped up yesterday. Yeah, okay. Perfect, Aya.
Does anybody miss Roxy?
Okay, thank you, Bert.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay, thank well, just get one more person. Get one more
You're
person
most
in.
You're welcome. Better hurry.
Where's Jermaine?